Awards time by Roger Peterson, awards committee member, and Judy Wilkinson once again, and it is time for us to start preparing for our annual CCB awards. The organization presents several awards to deserving individuals and groups at our annual conference and convention. Some are presented by the awards committee and some are given by other committees. The publications committee presents writing awards usually based on articles written for the BC and chosen by the committee. At the fall CCB conference/convention, the issue-oriented article award went to James Forbes, former president of the Humboldt chapter for the Road to Accessible Movie-Going BC Summer 2014. For the first time, the committee awarded two lifestyle awards, to Tuan Nguyen, a member of the Students Affiliate and of Capital Chapter, for My Story, Differences in Cultural Attitudes Toward Blindness and Literacy, and to former CCB board member Eric Smiley for Looking Forward to Camping Season, both in the BC Spring 2014 issue. The membership committee presents the Chapter of the Year award to the chapter that conducts a group effort to make a significant difference in the life of an individual and or the community. Letters from chapters for projects developed and completed in 2015 should be submitted to the CCB State Office by March 1, 2016. In the letter, please explain the group chapter project, who benefited from the effort, and the timeline of the project. In 2014, this award went to the Humboldt chapter for its work on bringing audio-described movies to Eureka. Win one of the CCB Membership Incentive Awards for 2015. Awards will be presented to the chapter with the largest number of new members, and the other to the chapter with the largest membership percentage increase. At our most recent convention banquet, Committee Chair Artis Bazin presented certificates to the Long Beach chapter for the highest percentage of membership growth and to Silicon Valley Council of the Blind for the largest increase in the number of members since the previous year. Awards Committee, here's how you play a part in the presentation of awards by the Awards Committee. We need you to submit letters to the CCB office nominating people for these awards, so we will be presenting them to the most deserving people possible. These letters are due by March 1, 2016. Here are the awards and their criteria. The CCB Hall of Fame, up to 5 persons per year who have made significant contributions and sustained effort to advance the goals of CCB over a period of years may be nominated. The CCB Community Service Award, presented annually to a blind or visually impaired individual who, through his or her association and activities, has demonstrated integration into and interaction with the life of the community. The CCB Distinguished Service Award, given periodically to an outstanding blind or visually impaired person who has contributed significantly to the betterment of blind people in general. The recipient of this award need not be a member of CCB. The CCB Legislator of the Year Award, bestowed periodically on a state or federal legislator who has introduced and successfully sponsored enactment of legislation on behalf of persons who are blind or visually impaired. The Humanitarian Award, granted to an individual or organization that has assisted blind people in general or CCB and its affiliates in particular to an extraordinary degree. The recipient may be blind or sighted. The CCB Merit Award, formerly the Certificate of Merit, given to any individual who provides outstanding volunteer service to CCB, its chapters or affiliates. The committee's new chair is Joe Smith and members include Roger Peterson and Michael Williams.